Hello, darling, and welcome to your date with the Queen of Nose. We know each other for almost a year now, and I would like to introduce you to my audience. You are one chapter in my book. So we have been enjoying a wonderful time together. You are a Gemini. You are 21.
No, it's called Gemini.
Gemini, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, that we're cool. We're cool.
Okay. You're 178 centimeters tall. Your skin is a latte macchiato color and you have green eyes. Overall, you're just a really hot boy. You are a Latino guy, half Dominican, half Brazilian.
Yeah.
But you grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah, I grew up in the States, South Bronx. Yeah.
Okay. And you are a kind of electrical engineer. You produce beats and play football.
Yeah.
So you have many talents.
Yeah, I got a lot of talents, yeah.
Okay.
You can say so.
Well, you don't fit into my usual... how can I say it?
Collection of toy boys.
Thank you very much. You are smaller, you are younger, but kind of hotter. Well, to give you all a deeper understanding of our affair, this beautiful man will now read a part of his chapter out of his book.
Oh, you want me to read it all?
Yeah.
I thought we're doing the question thing.
Yes, we're doing the question thing afterwards. You have to read that. It was.
Okay, I'm going to read it all. It was a refreshing change. There hasn't been any good material on my dark blue sofa for a long time. That's what the candidates always sit and present themselves there and their values. I actually never thought that this Latino fuckboy would make it into my collection, but it surprised me with his skills. Just 20 years old. I know there are rules, but I make them and I'm allowed to break them. Some gangster guy grew up in the Bronx, was in prison, got shot, struggled through his difficult life, and probably talked a lot of shit. Nevertheless, I haven't heard so much far-sighted intelligence in a long time. A slightly arrogant show-off whose stories I can't always take seriously, because I'm a G. But sweet, young, sexy, and cheeky. Yes, sir. Beautiful, well-formed lips. Green eyes, clear facial features. Caramel skin. Oh, yeah. A lot of girls say that. They be always like, oh, I like the green eyes and big lips. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, we cool. Well, trained slim. Definitely incredible sexy. His youth was somewhat naive, but still masculine. Yeah, kind of true. My girlfriend will say she gets mild milk toast. What the fuck is that?
Huh?
Milky toast? I don't fucking know. At the sight of him, but I just... thought he was hot. I'm 25 years older than him. I could actually be his mom. My mom is older than you, though. My mom is older than you. My brother is 35, too. There was something slightly kinky about it, and that's probably why it was extremely hot. Of course, everyone I met was much younger than me, but he was very mature for his age.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's interesting.
Okay. Are you finished?
Yeah, I finished.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so that was the time we have been spending together.
I didn't even want to do the reading part, but never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah, because I'm kind of not like in a position to read nice when I want to read. Let the people read it in the fucking book, man.
Yes, but I want to tease them a little bit.
Yeah. Of course, I gotta do the best things.
Yeah, but
then you gotta admit that I'm the best. You don't admit that I'm the best.
I haven't finished the book yet, can't say who's the best.
But come on, though, I'm doing the best things as possible, though. I mean, I got the best fucking voice in the whole fucking game. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you some questions.
Yeah, of course, ask me.
What do you do to prepare for a date?
I don't do fucking nothing.
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 You don't give a shit.
Nah.
You just go.
Yeah, because I'm always dope.
And do you wear any perfume? I can answer that question. He doesn't wear any perfume at all.
Nah, because
but
the girls...
But you smell always very nice. Yeah, like fresh.
Yeah, that's true. It's the, that's the natural flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you still drink sometimes?
No, I don't drink anymore. Like, I just had a couple of drinks with you, but I never drink.
Yeah, actually. But with me, we enjoyed some drinks.
Yeah, but it was actually terrible, man. I swear, like mixing the joint and the alcohol was terrible.
Okay.
I don't like mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that mix.
Yeah, because you've been drinking a lot, man. Drinking everything.
Don't judge me. I'm Russian.
Nah, I don't judge you, though. I know it's in your blood. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you prefer younger or older woman?
What?
Do you prefer younger or older woman?
It depends, but usually young women.
So why did you match me?
Why did I match you? Well, I didn't say that I just like young girls. I said I prefer young girls. But that doesn't mean that I don't fuck with older ones. I mean, sometimes there are some things which I definitely enjoy more with older women, you know, and sometimes I see they appreciate a young boy being with them. They be like, oh my God, there's a young boy one of me. So I see, yeah, they doing a lot of nice things for that. But I think like, I don't know, man. I think like younger girls mostly like, they just probably more like, how can I say? Yeah. Still young, like fresh, you know what I'm saying? They're like still white. They didn't see that much, you know what I'm saying? They didn't experience that much. So it was always nice giving them new flavors.
Okay. And do you remember my profile?
Yeah, on a dating app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, well, it's a long time ago. but do you remember what catched you? What was it you kind of got your attention?
What got my attention?
Yeah.
It was definitely the half-naked photos.
The what?
The half-naked photos.
Half-naked photos?
Yeah. I was like, if a woman shows off like that, that definitely means, yo, fuck me.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Who the fuck posts photos like that?
Naked photos in there?
Half-naked, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, half-naked. Like, good dress, but that dress just covered up, like, 30% of your body.
Oh, wow. Okay, that must have been kind of a promise already, right?
Seems like it. But, yeah. So, I was like, yeah, she definitely wants dick, so obviously.
Well, that's actually the truth, right?
Yeah, I know. It's, yeah. So, I was like...
Young dicks, especially.
Man, I saw you on the app, so like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm probably the freshest in here, so hey, let me just get ahead. She's gonna like what she's gonna get.
You haven't written down your size on your profile, so I didn't know how tall you are.
Oh, I did actually.
You did actually?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I always do that, of course.
Oh my gosh, I gave you a like even knowing you were small, but it was probably something about your eyes.
Well, I'm not that small. I'm still taller than you.
Yes, of course.
if I be like the same size as you or smaller than you, I understand it, but I'm still much more taller than you.
I know, so. It's not fair for me expecting.
Nah, it's I because I always get what I want.
You always get what you want?
I always get what I want.
How come?
It's the same reason why I got you.
Oh.
It's the same reason why I'm in your book.
Because you're hot?
I don't know. I must be maybe something. Maybe it's not about the lookings. Maybe it's about my energy. Maybe it's about...
Your energy?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I like your energy. You're kind of calm. But you have so much passion inside of you. It's a good mixture. And you got humor. Sometimes it's very dark and dirty, but no, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can always bring a little flavor with my humor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
True.
Make you smile inside and outside of the bed. You know, so,
oh my God. Yeah. Yes. What's your favorite position?
My favorite position? Dang, it depends actually on the girl, on the body type, on the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I hate that question because this is so difficult to answer.
Yeah.
Like with some guys, I prefer to have a doggy.
Yeah.
And with some guys, they kiss me while they fuck me. So yeah. I just want them to have them.
Like, oh, well, you just want to lay down, you know what I'm saying? And they just don't do that. Yeah, I get this what we did a lot of times. And for me, it's not really about changing positions all the time. I see a lot of people be like, yo, look, let's change positions all of the time because they see it important, you know what I'm saying? Just because it looks like so important, they're trying to get always the different angles, you know? They want to always get the different angles to show off everything. But I think there's just something coming from the point because when you're like in a position with somebody in a special rhythm, I think that just makes the whole thing like more better, you know what I'm saying? Because you're getting always more into it and getting more used to the rhythm, to the position. So, yeah.
And you are someone, you enjoy kissing, but during sex, you don't kiss. Why?
I actually do kiss while I fuck, but sometimes it's like...
No, but not that much.
because love, like... Yeah, how can I say? Kissing is for me, like, with a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? When I kiss somebody a lot, that means I love a lot.
Also, you just didn't love me enough.
Yeah.
You kissed a lot.
Yeah, I kissed a lot. Sometimes when I'm, like during the sex, you know, I'm most of the times more like, you know, focused on doing my rhythm. You know, I got a special rhythm, you know, when I always fucked you. So I was always just focused on the rhythm. So So
you have a funny thing you like. You always ask me to play on your nipples.
That's
kind of interesting. So was it always like that? When did you find out you like?
When did I found it out when I had a threesome. Nah, actually, it was three girls.
Oh.
And they both just came on there. But I was not planning it, but it was kind of nice. And then I was like, yo, that actually helped me to come faster. Yeah, definitely. Because I'm somebody, when I just fuck regular, I last very, very, very long. You know me. I once fucked you like 4 hours. Like, yo, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoyed every minute.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm the fuck, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yes. I remember. You have a wonderful dick, I must say. And you have a funny hairstyle.
You mean like the way I shave around my dick?
Yes.
Yeah. You mean like I let a little bit off the top, above it, yeah. But I just clean the parts where it's like very close to my dick. But it's because not off style, is because actually when I shave it off, everything is stars like. I gotta scratch down there every fucking minute, you know what I'm saying? It's scratched. I gotta scratch the whole fucking day. And this is why I don't shave everything off, because shaving makes me like getting all, always like, the scars also, you know, so it's like very thin skin down there. So that's why I don't cut everything off.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, just the important parts. So when girls be sucking, it's clean enough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What do you think about threesomes?
Threesomes?
Or gangbangs?
In my past, I had a lot of threesomes with girls. I had we were as gangbangers, like me fucking like more girls, not otherwise, but like I had like with my cousins and some of my homies back then in the DR in Brazil, you know, United States. We definitely had some threesomes, but I don't know. There's like when I do threesomes, it must be something dirty. But I gotta say, even if I'm just 21 years old, I did so many things in my life already that I ain't got the sexual energy no more to be that much dirty to have a threesome. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm like more just trying to figure out something with a person that I like. So.
Yeah.
Actually, when we do it, you know, the girl and me, so we have like a little word together, you know, and always gets closer. We find out more about each other, you know, so there's a focus on each other, like 100%, you know, so I think that just makes everything better, feel better. Threesomes are like, you can do it sometimes, but it's definitely, you know, something like, I couldn't build something up with that girl when I know I fucked her with another homie. So she was just like something we fucking have fun and just trash on, you know. Yeah. It's for the trash. It's for the trash, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yes. Okay, let's talk about... I have another question.
All right, ask.
What did you tell your friends about me? Like, what did you say? I met a MILF and she's...
Well, they actually know that I fucked a lot of moms, so it's not something new. With like with time, they ask me always, like, where the fuck do you always go in Mannheim? You always be going to a place every time when we hit the clip or somewhere here, around here. So like, yeah, I'm gonna hit Anna, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, what?
But did they ask you, so how is she? Or?
Nah, they never asked me. No, they don't care about it. Because my friends, like, we wild, you know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of young boys out there. It's something new for them. It's crazy for them. You know, it's something special for them. Before, I think it's something regular.
But you shared the chapter.
I shared it, you know. I said, hey, yo, there's a book. And I was like, yo, I got to read it off. And they were like laughing. It was funny for them, you know what I'm saying? They were like, yo, you know what? You was a motherfucker. I was like, yeah, I am a motherfucker. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. The motherfucking low pass. You can't say it like that.
What are your goals for your life? What do you want to achieve?
What I want to achieve? Well, I don't really try to achieve something big. I just do the things that I love, like making music, playing football, and see where it goes. But for me, is the most important points are just, you know, to have enough wealth to be happy, to stay positive, to be healthy. Yeah, you know, I just want my time and peace so I can do the things that I love, because I think the best drug in the world is love.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's not only like loving a person, it's also loving something what you do, you know, loving with inspiring people, loving by being creative with people. So yeah, so everything just being inspirational to express yourself. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what I think.
What's your next vacation? What's your next destination?
That's a good question right now. I don't really have any, but I think I might go to Egypt.
Egypt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Egypt, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why?
I love the culture. You know that I love the history. I'm somebody, I love history and I love geography also. So I'm definitely interested in Nubian culture, you know, and also what they did. And you know, it's also nice to swim there and all that. I saw the beaches, you know. And not only that, is, you know, it's nice to visit and to see a lot of things, like historical things, but also to go on the beach, to hang out. So we have two things in one. So
yeah,
I might go to Egypt.
That's true. What's your favorite food?
I don't really got a favorite food, but there's something that I make, and there's everything I like. It's bread with chicken, tomatoes, cheese, and cocktail sauce. You know,
a sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a sandwich, but I love it. You know, so yeah,
okay. Well, do you make it the chicken yourself?
Yeah, I make it on the grill and put some. Yeah, the bread is not like bread. It's like more like a wrap. The wrap on the, put it on the, with a little oil on it, you know, heat it up a little. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hate chicken, so I'm not impressed.
I love chicken. I mean, I don't have a trippy dish because I love to eat a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like to explore new flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds nice. So, did you ever had like a super crazy date you've never forgot?
No. No, but I think it's because all my average dates were crazy enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I see crazy stuff every day. I love true crazy stuff every day.
So for you, I'm not crazy.
No.
No. Yeah, I know.
Not crazy. No.
How would you describe me?
You're definitely lovely to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way you being lovely to me. Sometimes I get the feeling you treat me different than other ones.
You're the baby.
Yeah, you know. That's what I definitely like about, but I would say you are also a little funny and
a little.
Yeah, a little funny. Even the things you do in your projects is a little funny, but I mean, I take it in like a cool way, you know.
Yeah.
And definitely a little weird.
A little weird.
Yeah, I'm also weird. I'm even more weird than you.
Probably.
But you are also a little weird.
A little weird.
Yeah, a little weird. Yeah.
Oh yeah, thank you.
I would say you are a smart woman, actually. Like, you have a lot of knowledge. Yeah.
Thanks.
But.
And weird.
Yeah. there is a little lack of wiseness for your words.
Mm.
Yeah. But that's maybe because you like to be around a lot of young people.
Yeah.
And fuck a lot of young people.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any questions?
If I have any questions, who?
You can ask me everything you want.
Mm. I always ask you everything that I want. So, yeah. So
you probably know already. You always wanted to know.
What is one of your hobbies besides painting and you know, doing the book?
I mean, it's a serious question. I'm painting, I'm writing a book, I'm having a podcast, I'm cooking myself. I have a child, and you seriously ask me if I have any more hobbies?
Yeah, like maybe there's something. I mean, for like little things, for example, I like to take walks. I love to take walks.
Okay, no, I don't like to take walks. No? I love to go swimming sometimes, but I'm very lazy. I'm a very lazy
I know
person.
You was a lazy, very lazy person, though.
Yeah.
That's why you wanted to always get treated like a queen.
Yeah.
Because you are lazy.
I am lazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm the opposite.
I'm doing my things. I'm
yeah,
not
you
lying.
Are. No. Yeah.
But I enjoy people
yeah.
make things
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Let's wait in 10 years.
Yeah.
Then you gotta, oh my God, Lopez, you're gonna help me. I know you're working out a lot. Help me. But it's gonna be dope. I see you in 10 years. Like, I'm gonna be, like, you know when I'm gonna return? Huh? When the guilt chapter begins.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then I'm in. Then I'm in.
The guilt?
Yeah, the guilt chapter.
Okay, darling. So, it has been wonderful having you here.
Okay.
I hope I see you again. But we see each other still sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. I like it. Yeah, me too.
So, I give you a big hug now. And
I'm going to give you a big hug too.
Okay, let's do it. Say goodbye to our audience.
I'm going to say goodbye to y'all. Stay high, you know what I'm saying?
Stay high and horny.
Yes, sir.